Live from CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. California is well known for its deep blue political tilt, but this November, the Golden State is providing opportunities for Republicans to potentially win their first statewide race in more than a decade and possibly determine the balance of power in Congress. The party is hoping to tap into Californians' concerns and frustrations over soaring inflation, crime, and homelessness, and to turn that discontent into votes. But Democrats in the state have utilized the Supreme Court's ruling on abortion to energize their base in the hopes of flipping a handful of congressional seats that they lost in 2018. To get a better understanding on their party strategy and focus with less than a month until Election Day, we've invited Jessica Milan Patterson, chairwoman of the California Republican Party, back onto the program. Chairwoman Patterson, welcome back to Insight.
Hey, Vicky, thanks for having me.
So you were recently on Fox 40 here in Sacramento, and you said that you were confident that conservatives can make inroads this midterm. I want to focus on those inroads. What is your party's priorities and focus between today and Election Day?
Well, it's turning out the vote. You know, we've done a lot of work over the last 2 years to persuade people. And in this last month, we're going to be focused on taking all of those people that we've persuaded and turning them out. The quicker we get ballots in, the quicker we are able to move on to other universes and build out the types of wins that we could have here in California.
Yeah, earlier, when you joined us at the beginning of the year on Insight, and you've said this since, that you're working to bring that message to communities that have never really heard it before. What communities specifically are you trying to connect with?
Yes, thank you. This is one of my favorite questions that I get, and we couldn't have done it without the partnership on the national level. I truly believe that our chairwoman at the national level, Ronna McDaniel, has been an absolute transformative partner in all of this. We've opened community centers throughout our state and throughout the country that focuses on these communities that have been neglected by our party over the years. So in Orange County and Little Saigon, we opened up a community center that focused on Asian populations. In Congressman Mike Garcia's district and Congressman David Valadeo's districts in Palmdale and Bakersfield, respectively, we opened up community centers that focused on the Latino communities. And these aren't the typical types of headquarters where you just launch precinct walks and do phone bank. We do that too. But it's a place where you can get English help. It's a place where you can get legal help. In our headquarters in Little Saigon, we have a Vietnamese dance team that practices there on Saturdays. Nationwide, we've developed our Republican Civics Initiative, which has staff that is trained by the State Department to help people work through and study for their citizenship tests. So these are things that we're doing on the national level, on the state level, and specific communities here in California to help talk about the issues that are most important to people. When I was first elected, one of our now candidates for Congress, John Duarte, invited me to come to his farm and talk to his farm workers about the issues that were important to you, to them. And I can tell you what those issues were. They wanted to make sure they had a good job so that they could provide for their families. They wanted to make sure that their kids were getting a great education so they could be better than their generation. And they wanted to make sure that their streets were safe. And California Democrats have quite frankly failed them on all of those levels. So being able to show up, listen, talk to them about what we would do as Republicans, whether it's the commitment to America that the national congressional candidates have pushed or the promise with California that our state legislative leaders have pushed. We are focused on the issues that are most important to Californians.
Well, given, and I know that you're well aware of this, that registered Democrats in the state outnumber Republicans nearly 2-1, and the number of no party preference has grown in recent years and rivals registered Republican voters. Given that voting is now already underway in California, ballots have began landing in mailboxes this week. What is the California GOP doing to connect with voters in a state where the cards are stacked against your party?
Yeah, so we've seen great growth over the last several years. And, you know, in fact, when I took over as chair, we were the third largest party behind Decline to States, and we have overtaken Decline to States. Right now, we've gone from 42,000 volunteers at the end of our 2020 election cycle to over 74,000 volunteers. So the excitement and the momentum is definitely there. And, you know, now it's about the resources and deploying those resources to talk to voters, to if they haven't already made a decision, help them make that decision, get those ballots in. We do that through phones. We do that through digital. We do that through knocking on doors. And we're going to continue to do that all the way through when polls close on Election Day.
Given that Republicans haven't won a statewide office in 2006, what specific races, and we don't even have to focus entirely on statewide, there's congressional as well. What specific races does your party have the most confidence?
So I think that there's been a huge focus this cycle on growing our congressional delegation. You know, we were responsible for sending more new Republicans to the House of Representatives than any other state in the country. Big Blue California sent more new Republicans to the House. And so after redistricting, we saw a lot of opportunities. And through the great recruitment that House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy has done, even seats that weren't on that initial target list are now coming to a place where, oh my gosh, we might be able to win a few more. We've even seen just yesterday, Speaker Pelosi has pulled back money from the House Majority PAC in three races here in California. Congressman Mike Garcia's, Congresswoman Young Kim's, Congresswoman Michelle Park Steele. And, you know, it's because she has to go and play defense in places that she otherwise thought were safe. And then statewide, I think you've got a great contrast when it comes to our statewide candidates, whether it's Brian Daly, the farmer and businessman at the top of the ticket running against Gavin Newsom, who has failed the state on so many different levels. Or you look at someone like Nathan Hochman, who is clearly coming down on the side of victims and citizens and not criminals, unlike someone like Rob Bonta, who has championed soft on crime policies here in California. Or someone like Lonnie Chen, who is committed to being the taxpayer's watchdog and not someone who is going to collaborate with people that she is supposed to have oversight on, like Maria Cohen.
When you last spoke with us, you had said that the GOP had an opportunity to make sure that the Speaker of the House isn't just from California, but a Republican from California. And we're talking about Congressman Kevin McCarthy, who is considered by many to be that Californian if Republicans win enough seats in the House next month. What conversations have you had with Congressman McCarthy about the midterm election?
We talk about all of the opportunities, and, you know, there is no greater partner to the California Republican Party than House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy. And so, you know, we talk as often as possible, and it's about, you know, the new excitement that we're seeing on the ground. It's in the tough races where we're going to have to spend more money and make sure that we're turning out our vote. You know, all of these races are, you know, within that margin of error. And so making sure that we spend the resources and also we're not taking anything for granted. Just because the Speaker Pelosi has stopped spending money in some of these races, it doesn't mean that it's a cakewalk. We still have to push all the way through to November.
Abortion has become a key issue nationally this midterm following the Supreme Court decision. I understand California is investing more protections for reproductive rights in response, but just a simple, straightforward question. Does the California GOP have an official stance on the right to abortion?
Yeah, so we're a pro-life party. And, you know, even if Prop 1 were to fail, nothing would change here in California. The Dobbs decision gave the rights back to the states to make decisions. And here in California, those protections will not change, even if Prop 1 fails.
Do you view that as a challenge, given that polling shows the general public overwhelmingly, or the majority of the general public, supports a right to choose and supports reproductive rights when you're running for races in Congress and statewide races and even local?
I think that each one of these candidates, and we've seen it, we have multiple pro-choice candidates. They are authentic to what their positions are. And I've been always tried to be the type of leader that, you know, respects and wants to have a big tent within our party. And while my views may be incredibly conservative, you know, we have people like Lonnie Chen, Nathan Hochman, Matt Gunderson, who are all pro-choice candidates here in California that are also Republicans. You don't see that type of diversity on the Democrat side.
What are the main challenges that your party faces that you as chairwoman are working to overcome?
I think being absent from many communities around the state, offering those viable alternatives. And I think that we have done a really good job of talking to people about issues that are important to them, but also showing up, showing up and having those tough conversations. And, you know, we've seen time and time again, many of these communities are not living their best lives because Democrats have put into place policies that are going to help them. And in fact, by most metrics, it would say the exact opposite. But Democrats have shown up and Democrats have made them feel like they care about their problems. And so that has certainly been a challenge, but I think it's a challenge that we were up to the task of taking on, and we will continue to focus on over the next coming years.
Recently, in response, Republicans in the state rolled out the California Promise, and that identifies some of the key challenges facing the state: cost of living, public safety, homelessness, among them. These are familiar issues your party has campaigned on in previous elections, but the California Promise is based on broad themes. I mean, it's seemingly few specific. Can you, as chairwoman with the California GOP, give us some specifics as to how Republicans will tackle these really deep-rooted, nuanced, layered issues such as inflation, such as homelessness, crime, safety, water, et cetera?
Yeah. So when we're talking about inflation, you know, we're hit hard here because of policies that have been enacted by Democrats in California. So when we talk about the high prices of gas, you know, we have the highest gas tax in the nation. California Republicans have asked for a gas tax holiday. That would immediately bring down costs for California consumers. When we talk about our education system, we've seen what has happened in our public schools. When 50% of our children are not reading at grade level, and less than a third are at grade level when it comes to math and science, we have failed our children. And so giving parents a voice, giving parents choices, these are all things that we think will lead to better results for our students. When we talk about wildfire prevention, it is not enough to say what we are going to do. We have to do what we are going to do. And the fact of the matter is that this governor has come forward with so many lofty goals and has not committed to getting them done, and has in fact lied about what has been done. So making sure that there isn't fuel for these fires to burn. And, you know, this particular year, we've had a very mild fire season. Had it not been such a mild fire season, we would see much more of our state likely up in flames right now. When we talk about water, we're the fifth largest economy in the world, and we're rationing water. We're watching lawns die. And, you know, just it's a very, very sad state of affairs, you know, fields going fallow. And we have not built the water storage that is necessary for times when we do have water coming. It all goes off into the ocean, despite the fact that voters have approved that water storage being done. So these are the types of specifics that California Republicans are committed to. And what was important about the California Promise is that we have one place to go where if you're voting for a Republican, this is what they are going to be focused on. And it's not enough to say that California Democrats have screwed up our state. I mean, it's like saying the sky is blue. It's very clear. Their policies, they've been in charge for the last decade, both houses of the legislature and the governor's seat. But what would you do as a Republican? And that's what our legislative leaders have put together with the California Promise.
Earlier this week, we had California Senator Alex Padilla on Insight, and we asked him what his message was to Californians who say they're facing serious financial hardships right now and are not feeling the effects of the Inflation Reduction Act, which he supported. We're going to listen to a part of what his response was and then allow you to respond to him.
I see it and feel it, not just as a U.S. senator. I feel it as a husband and as a father. Andrew and I are trying to raise three boys. So when we buy milk, when we buy meat, when we're filling the gas tank, we see it and we feel it as well. You know, the good news is, again, Democrats in Congress are taking action. I'm shocked, to be honest, that not a single Republican joined us in passing the Inflation Reduction Act that reduces healthcare costs, extends ACA premiums for those who rely on that for healthcare, capping the cost of prescription drugs. I mean, that impacts everybody, Democrats, Republicans, red states, blue states. Democrats found a way to deliver.
So this goes back to an argument that it's easy to point, criticize, and blame, but solutions are deep-rooted, and sometimes solutions can be few and far between. What is your response to Senator Padilla?
I don't think that he should be surprised when multiple nonpartisan analysis said that this quote unquote Inflation Reduction Act would do nothing to reduce inflation. And here we are, a month after they celebrated on the White House lawn, as we watched the Dow take a nosedive because of those high inflation numbers that were being announced simultaneously while Democrats were partying on the South lawn. Again, we're here today, 8.2% year over year. This should not surprise anybody. When we see 87,000 new IRS agents added to the current 80,000, we have already doubled. We have now doubled the amount of IRS agents. These are not people that are going after billionaires. Their answer to fixing the problems is going after the taxpayers. I don't know a single person that doesn't think they pay enough in taxes.
Given that people can really feel inflation and gas prices and the cost of living, I'm curious what your thoughts are, given that Republican State Senator Brian Dawley, who's running against the governor, and there's just a few weeks left to the midterm, a UC Berkeley IGS poll found 53% of likely voters will back the governor, 32% support Dawley. Why do you think your party's candidate has so far fell short to resonate with the majority of likely voters this midterm?
Well, I think there's a huge resource gap, and that makes it difficult when you have 10 different media markets and, a media that isn't necessarily reporting on, all of the failures of this governor. And so I think that that is definitely a challenge. But listen, I think that it's going to be incredibly difficult, whether you're running for governor or whether you're running for dog catcher, to run with that D behind your name. Californians are not blind to who's been in charge and what's been happening to their state. And we've seen it. We've seen people leave our state for the first time in our state's history. We lost a congressional seat. We continue to see those voter registration numbers, the amount of eligible voters, go down. And that's because California Democrats have failed our state.
Finally, your party has made the argument time and time again, the state's one-party rule is broken. That may resonate with a lot of voters, but regardless of what happens next month, the state legislature will likely continue to be controlled by Democrats. Where can your party find compromise in the spirit of achieving some of those promises that you've outlined?
Yeah, I think that, Democrats are going to see in places where they didn't think that they necessarily have to fight, that it's going to be a lot tighter. And I think that that is going to help them to be more willing to work across the aisle with Republicans. Right now, not a single Democrat has to do that. So when they talk about, going and working across the aisle, it's not because they have to. Right now, I think that they have the opportunity to bring real relief to Californians. And I think that they're going to see, whether it's the initiative, some of our statewide candidates, or some of these legislative districts, they're going to see that Republicans and, non-traditional people, non-traditional Republicans, are going to be voting for Republicans. And they have the opportunity to bring home some real relief to Californians. And it's going to take them stepping aside from their agenda and working to help their people and working with Republicans.
Chairwoman Patterson, thank you for the time.
Thanks, Vicki.
Jessica Milan Patterson is the chairwoman of the California Republican Party, sharing her party strategy and focus with the midterm just weeks away. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.